It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. So if you're looking to transform your home or business with fresh new flooring, then these are the people to talk to. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Katie, tell me a little bit about them.
Well, Adrian, with over 50 years experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their teams cover it all nationwide. Wow. And the best part?
Yeah, go on.
Go on. Tell me
the best part. The best part is they offer a free measure and sample service. So you can see and feel the quality before you buy. You need to feel the quality, don't you? Do you feel things before you buy them?
Well, you need to go in and feel the carpet, yeah.
I was asking Jeremy about this last week. Who feels carpet? Why do you need to feel carpet?
I don't know. He said he likes
it. Because when you put the carpet down on the ground, yeah, you tend not to feel it anymore. You don't walk around feeling your carpet.
I'd say Jeremy likes to feel carpet. He probably didn't get to do a whole lot of it growing up. Anyway, call them today on 01-847-3320. That's 847-3320.
Or you can visit them in store at 140 Harmonstown Road, Artain in Dublin 5. Or they're also in Rush, on Main Street in Rush, right beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. And my thanks to the entire team for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. All I can say, lads, is I can only apologise that I can only get somebody like Katie to plug the company.
They could do worse. You're going to see they're going influx today, lads. Get security on the door.
Well, because Katie is...
Get security on the door, lads. They're coming for you.
Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, I just want to do something that Katie's not aware of, okay? Katie, I want you to have a listen to this message that has just been sent in to us on 085-825-2626. You ready?
Go.
Here we go.
Have fun on the radio, Mommy. Don't call any trouble.
That's my son. Where did he come from? My mom sent that in, did she?
Your mom sent that in, yeah. He's very advanced, that child. So have fun on the radio, Mammy. Don't cause any trouble.
He's telling me not to cause trouble. I had to have a row with him this morning about talk to him about why it's inappropriate to go out naked. He wanted to go out nothing but a pair of pants and a welly boots. And he's telling me not to cause trouble.
Here, let's have a listen to him again. This is little Tig.
Have fun on the radio, Mammy. Don't cause any trouble.
Know your place, child.
Yes, exactly. Get back in your box, child.
My baby.
Anyway, that is little Tiger.
He's already speaking a lot more sense than me.
That wouldn't be hard. Yeah. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? On a first date, should it be a given that the man should pay, or should a woman pay her own way? We all talk about equality, so should this be considered a part of equality? Would you be put off, and this is what I want to find out from you, would you be put off as a woman if you're going on a date with a man and he asks you either to pay the whole bill or to go 50-50, to go Dutch? Well, the reason that we're bringing this up today is because of a message we got last night from a listener named Shauna, who went out with a guy recently and says she was shocked when he let her pay half the bill. Now, honestly, shocked. Have a listen to what she wrote to us. Hi, Adrian. Could you talk about this on your show? And please find out if I'm on my own here. I went out on a first date with a guy recently and was shocked when he let me pay half the bill at the end of the night. I offered to go Dutch to be nice, but I didn't actually think he'd let me. Talk about chivalry being dead. I genuinely left the restaurant speechless. Needless to say, I ghosted him after that and won't be seeing him again. I'm not a materialistic person, but there's also etiquette here and the matter of just being a gentleman. The sad thing is that the date itself went really well and we had a lot of fun and a lot in common. I really liked him. The splitting of the bill thing just left me with a bad taste in my mouth and turned me right off him. Lads, if you're asking a woman on a first date, don't ask her to foot the bill, any of it. If she offers to be a gentleman, if she offers, be a gentleman and don't let her pay. It's all about chivalry, and it really shocks me the way men are these days. Some things shouldn't change, and this is one of those things. Does anybody else agree that this was bad form? And I'm going to be talking to that lady in a moment because we have her on the line. Katie, your opinion on paying for a first date?
The Kanye West song comes to mind. No, I didn't say
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger. Ah, come on.
What's Goldie?
We want equality. Here it is. Do you know what I mean? Why are people so selective about where equality should come into play?
Okay, it would be traditional that if a man should ask a woman out on a date and they're going for a meal, it would be traditional that he would pay.
It's now, also traditional that the women used to sit in the lounge and the men used to sit in the bar. Things change.
Yeah. Well, I was interested in a survey, and this is what I want to find out from our listeners this afternoon. I was interested in a survey which shows that question was asked on a first date, who should pay?
Yes.
42% of people in the survey actually think that the man should pay.
Oh, yeah. And
now, that is the majority. 36% said split the bill, but the majority, 42%, said the man should pay, and only 1.5% said the woman should pay.
Yeah, only 1.5% say the woman should pay.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, sorry, 18% said the person that asked. So, and that's actually my view on this.
But the main ones there is split, and the man should pay.
And the man should pay, yeah.
But the man should pay being the highest.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. I've never been on a first date because obviously I was 14 when I got out. So
we forgot about that.
Unless you count a first date as a shift behind Macari's next to the bin store. It was very romantic and we're very classy people. But so I'm a bit out of the loop, but I definitely think that it should be. I would never expect a bloke to pay for me if I were going out on a date, ever. And
would
I think,
you not?
No.
If he asked you?
It wouldn't if I liked him. And okay, we all like a gentleman. We all like a bit of chivalry now and again. But, you know, if he asked me if I liked him and we were getting on well, I wouldn't let it stop me from seeing him again.
Okay.
Why should he have to pay?
He's the one who asked you out and yet it's going to cost you money.
Yeah, but like you're out to enjoy yourself anyway. Why wouldn't you offer to pay?
Okay, well, that's the conversation that we want to have. I would love you to send us a WhatsApp right now to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. When it comes to a first date, who should pay? And for the purpose of this, we're assuming that the man asked the woman on the date, okay?
Yes.
So should he pay? Should they split the bill? What way do you think it should work? Sean, it was you that sent us that message because you were genuinely shocked that he asked you out on a date and then asked you for half the money.
Yeah, Adrian, to be honest with you, it was just a big turn off because, like I said, I thought he was a really nice guy and I thought he was really, really genuine. But then when he said that, I was just like, ah, here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm lucky enough to be in my company and stuff like that, and he should be spoiling me, you know what I mean? So it's just like, it's just a big turn off. I was like, that I'm not going there again, do you know what I mean?
Right. So
he was getting to enjoy your company and he should have been the one to pay.
Yeah. Yeah, like at the end of the day, what happened to gentlemen, do you know what I mean? Like he asked me out, so he should be the one to pay, do you know what I mean?
In my opinion, being a gentleman is being polite and being mannerly and, you know, looking after you on the night out, which I assume he did he not?
Like he did, like, but like I said, it's just the whole, I just think, like, you know, the man should pay, you know what I mean? And like I said, he should be spoiling the woman, like, he should be trying to make good impressions, you know what I mean? Especially on the first date, like, come on, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But you liked him, you know? Are you really going to let something as small as that stop you from...
I just think that the fact that he even said that just shows that he's a cheapskate, like, you know what I mean? And the fact that, like, you know, he doesn't think that a woman should be spoiled and all, and I just think it's just a big turn off, you know? It was just...
In the email originally, that you sent originally, that you offered to pay to be nice, you were not thinking he would take you
I
up
think,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I would think fucking take that, you know what I mean? I thought you'd say, no, I pay, I treat it, you know what I mean?
You think men should treat women? You think women are, we should be spoiled?
Yeah, we should be, yeah, we should be, because they're lucky enough to have our company, you know what I mean?
Have you ever thought about a career in escort? I think with your attitude, you could really excel.
It's a bit
no,
hard.
No,
it's
not at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I just think men like to just if they're asking a woman on a date, like they should be spoiling them and paying for them. Do you know what I mean? Treating them like
okay.
Like,
so in this situation, he asked you out. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you were happy enough to go. Did you know him well beforehand?
No, like I was texting him online for one of the dating apps, you know.
Right, okay, so you met him through a dating app and everything seemed to be going quite well. And yeah. Then he took that to the next step. Would you like to go for a bite? What was it, a meal you went for?
Yeah, a meal and a few drinks, yeah.
Right, okay. And during the conversation then, at the end of the night, when the bill arrived, he asked you to pay. Well, you offered to pay half, and he said, oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he agreed to it, yeah. And I was just like, I was just disgusted. I did obviously pay half, like, but I was just disgusted. Like I said, I blocked him straight when I went home. I blocked him and everything. He couldn't get in touch, contact me again, do you know what I mean? After that, like.
Yeah, you see, some people think he was a cheapskate, but others are arguing, and this is the point here, that we live in an age where equality is everything, and you know everybody believes in equality, but you obviously don't.
Yeah, but if he's asking me out, like he should be the one to treat me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so you didn't
wasn't me asking him out?
No,
what I mean?
I understand that he asked you out when it came to the bill. Had it even come up in conversation before that about what way it was going to be paid, or was it just when the bill arrived?
It was just when the bill arrived, like.
Right, so you were totally taken aback.
So I thought you would just refuse altogether, you know what I mean, and just say I pay, like, you know.
That was a first date, Shauna. Do you mind me asking, if you were to go out again, would you expect him to pay every time you go out?
Yeah.
Every time?
Yeah, every single time, because I think a man should spoil his woman, you know what I mean?
A man should spoil his woman.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, you know, he should be lucky to have me, you know what I mean? So he should pay, like he should treat me, should be keeping me, should be paying, treat, like spoiling me.
What do you mean by spoiling? I'm just trying to get an idea of what you would expect.
I just mean like if we go out, like you pay for everything basically.
Always and forever.
Yeah, always, yeah. Dinner, meals, anything like that, you know.
So what you're looking for really is a sugar daddy?
No, not necessarily. I'm just looking for someone that like, you know, that's a gentleman and that knows how to treat his woman, do you know what I mean?
Now, I have to say, she's not alone. I just quoted that opinion poll, and the opinion poll said very clearly, this was on joe.ie a couple of weeks ago, the opinion poll said 42% of people believe that the man should pay. So the majority still have that opinion.
I'm just shocked, to be honest. I'm still processing what she's just said. Yes, okay, fair enough. But, you know, it's tradition and it's old school and it's chivalrous and whatever. Hmm. But, you know, we are shouting for equality. Ladies, here is your equality. If you won't date someone again because he didn't pay for your feckin' meal, the guy had a lucky escape.
Yeah, okay, I'm going out for...
Ask Sugar Baby there. What would she expect for Christmas presents?
That's a good question, actually. What would you expect?
Something very, very good, you know what I mean? Like you know, I expect something very, very good, like, you know, something that I really, really wanted, like, you know.
Okay, but anyway, the bottom line is he's gone, you've ghosted him because he accepted your offer to pay for half.
Yeah, it was just a torn off, you know what I mean? I was like, I knew straight away when he said that, when he agreed to that, I didn't want to see him again. I knew from that time, you know what I mean?
Okay,
I knew straight away after that I wouldn't be seeing him again.
Right, I would be sort of traditional-ish, right? So, for example, this evening I'm taking my wife out for dinner. I asked her out for dinner. It's a kind of a date night. We're going to a lovely restaurant in Malahide.
Lovely.
And I'll pay.
Yeah, you see, that's different.
How's it different?
You're married. Actually, I often would say to my husband, you know, if he's had a hard week at work, I'd say, do you want to go out tonight? We'll go out tonight. And if he has a hard day, like, no, he's very, he's always, like, out with the credit card and he takes me out loads. But, like, I would... happily, I think it should be 50-50. It should be.
Mm.
It's all about equality. Why is it that equality only matters in some circumstances?
All right, we'd love to hear from you on this on 085-825-2626. I want to hear from women and from men on this, going out on a first date, assuming in this example, as was the case with Shauna, it was the man who asked her out. and she was shocked and nearly fell off her chair when he suggested, no, she said to him, I'll go halves with you. And he said, oh yeah, that's great.
Why offer at all?
Actually, why did you offer at all, Shauna?
Well, obviously, like, it's polite, you know what I mean? But like, I wasn't expecting him to.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe what I'm hearing. He probably took you up on the offer because he probably didn't want to offend you. Be like, oh, I'm the man here. And you liked the guy.
I just think, to be honest with you, that's just the bad part. You know, especially on the first date, like I said, you know what I mean? He should have been trying to make a good impression on me. He's lucky enough to have my company for me to go, actually agree to go out with him, do you know what I mean?
But you know, you realise that's something like an escort would say. What is the difference?
Is that not a form
of glorified prostitution?
No, it's not, because like we both got on, you know what I mean? And he asked me out and I agreed to it. So he should have been the one spoiling me and trying to make a good impression with me, you know? If you wanted the second date, that's what you should have done, don't
you? Yeah, that's fair enough. But then it comes to the second date and you expect him to pay again.
Yeah.
Do you even want a fella or do you just want to be wooed and wined and dined?
I do want to be wooed. I'll be honest with you. I think a fella should spoil a girl, don't you?
Okay, stay there for one second, Shauna. Gary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gary?
How you doing, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Gary. Well, Gary, a survey has shown that the majority of people believe if a man asks a woman out, it is his duty to pay the bill. And that was supported by 42% in a recent Joe.ie survey. What do you think on this? You've heard Shauna explaining that she nearly fell off the chair when he asked for when he took her offer of half the money.
Of course, Adrian. I do agree in being very old school regarding, particularly when it comes to a first date. I do think that a man should pay, particularly on the first date. Because if you've gone out your way to try and get that girl to go out with you and she finally agrees to go out with you, well, then you should do whatever it takes to make sure that that girl has a pleasant evening or whatever. I'm not saying that just paying the bill is going to ensure that she has a pleasant evening or whatever. But, you know, if you pursue that girl to try and get her to go out with you and she finally agrees, well, then it should be up to you to make sure that the date went well.
Okay, so I want you to be in this situation. So you go on a first date with a woman and you've been pursuing her for a while and she finally gives in and says, yeah, okay, Gary, I'll go out with you. Where do you want to go? And you suggest, well, let's go for a meal in such and such a restaurant. When the bill arrives, she says, oh, I'll pay half of that. What would you say?
I said, absolutely not. I've had it recently as well, Adrian. I've had this in the restaurant.
Oh, you've had this exact same situation. And this is Shauna described how she was out on a first date. He had asked her out.
Of course.
The only thing
I disagree with her there is I wouldn't be expecting, you know, to be paying for it consistently. Like, if you were going out with the girl for any amount of time, of course, say, she took you out for a meal for your birthday, say, that's fine, you know, but in particular, if we're focusing on the first date, I think the man should pay if it was the man that was pursuing the girl.
Okay, so you agree with Shauna to a point,
And Shauna, it is wrong of a girl to expect a bloke to pay every single
Yeah, and in fact, Shauna, let me come back to you for a second. Say in your most recent, have you ever been in a long-term relationship?
Yeah, I've been in a few, yeah.
Right, okay. And I'm assuming then...
I hope he had money.
That's what I was about to say. I'm assuming that... these men that you were in relationships with paid, did they, all the time?
Oh yeah, they always look after me. Yeah, they knew what they did. They always did. Yeah. They're proper gentlemen, you know.
Right. Okay. And did you ever pay for anything?
I bought them for Christmas or their birthday, Jonathan.
Right. So you take them out for Christmas
very
or their
good,
birthday.
Decent,
yeah, that's nice of you.
Yeah, very decent.
But other than that, you would still expect the man to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's where you're drawing the line, Gary, paying for everything.
100%, 100%. Mm. Look, to be turning around and then to hear that, Adrian, not all blokes are, you know, we're not going to go down the rabbit hole of going into equality and all that. I think it's blown a level of all proportion. But I think something as simple as taking a girl on a date, I think, particularly for a first date, the man should pay.
And I'm looking at some of the messages coming in, and a lot of people agree, but more are disagreeing. More people contacting us are saying, no, it should be 50-50.
On the flip side, I'm thinking, the women here messaging saying, oh, no, I'd pay half. Then I'm thinking, if you were sitting there and the guy turned around and said, oh, you know, that's 100 quid, do you have 50 quid there? Would you actually not be a bit like... So yeah, we want equality, but at the same time, we'd probably be
But that is the point. I remember, sorry, I'll come back to you in one second, Gary. I remember being in a restaurant one night, and there was a couple ahead of me at the counter about to pay the bill, okay? So they had gotten the bill, and so you get your bill on a little tray, and let's say it was 100 quid. He put 50 quid on the tray and handed it to her and walked away. Mm. And she was literally standing there as if to say, like, what the fuck am I? Oh, I have to pay 50 quid here. She didn't know anything.
But why was she expecting him to pay?
I'm assuming it was a first date. I don't know that it was a first. But she stood there with a blank look on her face. She couldn't believe that he asked for the money.
But why should a man have to pay?
But you just admitted there a second ago.
No, it might be a bit like if he's turned around and said, give us 50 quid. But why should he have to pay? Why is the onus on the man to take out his wallet and...
Because, and we're assuming for this conversation, he's the one that asked her out.
Does Shauna work, I wonder?
Shauna, do you work?
No, I don't.
I'm sorry. Well,
what are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. Oh my God, sorry, Shauna, that's so rude.
That's very rude of you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to cry. Can you just go up?
Yeah, it's very nice, you know. Like I said, it's about men looking after women, you know what I mean? That's what boys go to, like.
Wow.
You know? And I think all this equality stuff is shit, you know what I mean? Because there is very, like, yeah, certain stuff, yeah, but, like, when it comes to that, like, I think a man should look after someone, you know what I mean? Like,
why not?
Because we're the women, like, we're the superior fucking race, you know what I mean?
Do you support equality of the sexes? Would you be an advocate for equality?
No, like, not everything now, you know what I mean?
Like what? Like this?
Like I said, men, should be looking after women. Like, well, I think equality in terms of, like, being able to do the same job and all, yeah, fair enough. Like,
Shani, let me just read a message that's just come into us. Someone should tell her it's 2022, not 1922. What do you say to that?
I think that whoever texts that in, like, you know, doesn't know how to be. I don't know whether that's a woman or a man that texts in. Like,
it's a woman. It's a woman. Karina is
a woman. Like, she obviously doesn't like being treated. She doesn't really value herself then really that much if she feels like that.
Okay, and what would you say to this message? Men shouldn't have to look after women. I'm a grown-ass woman. I don't want any man to look after me. I can look after myself. Thank you very much.
I agree to a certain extent. Like, so I think financially, like, you know what I mean? If you're with someone or you're on dates or whatever, I think the man should be looking after. Like, the man shouldn't be letting the woman take it, like, lift the hand in the pocket, like, you know?
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Shauna.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Shauna, I have to ask, because I have a mental picture of this all unfolding. When it happened, and, like, how was the date left? How did you leave it when you said goodbye to him?
I just said, oh, thanks, see you later.
And that was it?
Yeah.
And you never, like, you just blocked him then, didn't... Did you not even tell the guy why you weren't talking to him?
As soon as I left, I just blocked him out of the restaurant. As soon as I get out of the door, like, I blocked him.
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note. This is Connor.
How's it going, lads? Listen, to be perfectly honest with you, if it were to come to myself now, I'd rather pay, especially if he asked for it or not, yeah, right? But, like, can she not take ownership of that situation at all? Like, she's going to throw away what was a really, really good date, which it's difficult to meet people nowadays that are on your wavelength and... You know, there's a potential for her to be a future in it. And she's going to ghost him now because she offered and he accepted her offer of paying halfway. That's some crazy thinking. That really is. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm a bit old-fashioned that way myself now. I would pay, but that is so strange. Like, she offered to pay and, okay, right, he accepted it, like, but... She can't take ownership. She is actually blaming him, and even after a nice date, she's gonna leave it. Oh my God, that's crazy, crazy thinking.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Connor. So, but in the same breath, he's also saying that he himself would pay. I know a lot of people are angry with Shauna's attitude.
Somebody says here on WhatsApp, Jesus, Katie, that doll troll has high expectations. Look, people like Shauna are the problem. You know, the lads shouldn't be expected to pay. Why? If we want equality, here
but again,
it is.
That message there from Connor, he's saying, but look, I am a bit old-fashioned and I would want to pay.
But that's just being old-fashioned, you know, that's just, you know, it's being a gentleman, I suppose. But, you know, we're not in the 1920s anymore. Women back then, things were different back then. The example I used earlier on, women sat in the lounge, men sat in the bar. Now it's a different day. We're all about equality. So here it is. Do you know what I mean? Take the equality. Don't offer to pay and then give out when the guy takes you up on it. He probably only took her up on it to not make her feel awkward.
And what about that, Shauna, that he took you up on it just so that you didn't feel awkward?
No, I don't agree with it. Like I said, I offered because, like I said, I just wanted to be polite. Like, but I didn't expect, like, you know what I mean? If he was really gentleman, he was really genuine, he wouldn't have accepted that at all, you know?
But are you laughing at again?
I think that's all. That shows early on that he would just expect me to pay half all the time, you know?
Stay there for a second, Shauna. Where am I going? I'm going to line two, and that is Doreen. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Doreen, where do you sit on this? A man asks you out on a date, and he takes you to a restaurant.
Yep.
What happens then?
He should pay.
Oh, simple as.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you do if you're out on a date and would you offer to pay any of it?
Not at all.
No? And what would you do if he says, look, that's 150 quid, do you want to go halves?
No, I'll just walk in.
Oh, really? So you're exactly the same as Shauna?
Yeah, and I'll give you a good story, right? Now, I know what Katie's talking about, all the equality, the whole lot, and she hasn't been on a first date.
I know.
But I remember, now I'm married now, and I remember when I went out with my husband, and we were out and he was paying all night and, like, I drank an expensive drink and he was keeping me going on the drink, no problem. And then he went around with raffle tickets and he said, would you like a raffle ticket? I said, yes, please. And he bought the ticket and I won. And to this day, he hasn't got over. I didn't buy him a pint out of the money I put in my pocket. And that was, we talked to this year together.
Oh, he must be good looking if he's still with you.
I wouldn't go that far, King.
So,
but that's the truth to God, and he tells everyone that story.
He
came back for more, and he wasn't getting that at the end of the night.
Oh, poor devil. How much did you win?
It was only £20 at the time. There was a lot of money.
There was a lot of money,
The price of a pint would have been about £2 or £3.
So he took you out for the night. He fed you with drink and food all night.
Yep.
And you never put your hand in your pocket. He even bought you a raffle ticket and you won the bloody raffle.
Yeah, and I went there and bought myself a lovely clothes next day. I told him.
Oh, so funny.
That's hilarious. So obvious.
We were 36 years together. It didn't do us any harm.
He must have done something right. But, okay, that was 36 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think things have changed or
God, yes. I mean, at the moment, my son is going out with a girl. And when he said that they shared a bill, I nearly fell on the floor. I said, are you for real? And he said, yeah, that's the way it is. I said, that's who?
So you even think your own son is a bit tight now for splitting the bill?
I do, yeah. Definitely. He did take after me, let's put it that way. He didn't take after his father.
No, he didn't take after his father, yeah. But he took after you, by the sounds of it. Okay, so you believe that if a man asks a woman out on a date, he should be the one to pay?
Definitely, yeah. He asked her. I wouldn't even bring you for it. I wouldn't.
Do you know what? It's so hard not to like this woman. But I love her.
Katie, I went there another night and this lad approached me and he said, would you like a drink? And we had a few drinks. And he was giving loads of drinks, the whole lot. We went to, he paid into a nightclub, the lot. And then I said I'd meet him the next night. And I had no intention of meeting. He paid me taxi home. I had no intention of meeting him the next day. And I seen him standing across the road on O'Connor Street and I looked by like an angry kid. And I was up dancing them in the club that night and this one got a tip on the shoulder. She said, all you have to do is tell me. I need to die.
Okay, so you don't think Sean is far off the mark for being disgusted that he took half the money?
definitely.
Right. Okay, she's not alone. Thank you very much indeed, Doreen. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. So, Shauna, you're not alone there.
Yeah, exactly. She's right there. I'm not the only one that thinks that, John. And there is women out there who think the same as me, John.
I mean, I liked her story. It was quite funny about how she won the raffle and kept the money and didn't even buy him a pint. He holds it against her to this day. But you'd be the exact same.
I'd be the exact same, yeah. Like I said, I expect to be spoiled by a man I go out with, John, and that's it. We can't look after a woman, like. And it shows that he's not really, really like a gentleman or a real man, gentlemen.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Shauna. A recent survey on joe.ie said 42% of people believe that a man should pay for the first date. 36% said they should split it. But the majority still, in this day and age of equality, believe that the man should pay. You've just heard Doreen. She thinks her own son is a tight git for asking his girlfriend to pay half or allowing her to pay half. Edward, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Edward?
Good, Adrian. Thank you. And listening with a huge, huge amusement to Shauna there.
Mm-hmm.
And what she had to say, but I'm going to be slightly provocative when I say I don't think Shauna is representative of women in general today.
Definitely not.
I think she's very unique, and I think she's got a position there which some would argue needs a little bit of talking to. Mm-hmm. But that's just putting it lightly.
Now you just heard Doreen, who was on just before, who said. Shauna's right. She even thinks her own son is tight for not paying for his girlfriend when they go out.
I think. Look, let's just remove a layer here for a moment, Adrian. If you can bear with me, women love to be wooed and courted. I mean, it's all about the romance of it. It's not just about paying, you know. And if you look at the hunter gatherer thing, if you get really primal, men are providers. That's their role. Now, obviously, that has shifted and that has changed over the centuries. But at the end of the day, women like to think that they can rely on their man to provide the food on the table in times of need. Mm-hmm. And it all goes back to that. And when you come along and you say, right, you're going to pay half of the bottle of Prosecco and the fresh cotton chips, I mean, you're sending out a very clear message.
And what is that clear message?
I'm doing no hunting and gathering. You can go out and catch your own dinner. You know, and make your own way out there in this big bad world. I think that's the message you're sending out to a first date, and she's looking at you as a potential husband as well. Remember, it's not just about you paying half or asking. And if she does offer to pay half, she don't take her seriously unless she insists.
Okay, now Shauna, as a matter of interest, did you insist or did you just say it once and he said, "Yeah, that's grand"?
I just said it once. And he literally lost the grace, but like, so that drove me the cheapskate, John.
I have to interrupt the show.
Oh, sorry, hang on there for 1 second.
I've just gotten a message from Shauna's suitor, who's listening. I hope this is for real.
Go on.
Hang on, I'm going to ask, Shauna.
Yeah?
Was the guy you went out with called Liam?
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh my God.
Go on.
Hi, Adrian and Katie. That was me that went out with Shauna on the date. She offered to pay, so I let her. She was rude the whole night. She sat on her phone most of the evening, spent more time talking about herself and taking selfies. She ordered the most expensive drinks and clicked her fingers at the staff to get service. Worst date ever. She didn't need to block me because I wouldn't have been contacting her anyway. Awful woman. I feel sorry for the bloke that ends up with that
cable. That's bullshit what he's saying. He's just full horse because I blocked him. I was nice to him the whole night.
Bottom line, I feel sorry for the bloke that ends up with that cave woman.
Oh my God.
No, he's just bullshitting there. You know what I mean?
So, like, okay.
He's just full horse because I blocked him. That's why he can't take rejection. Like,
hang on, did you spend the night on your phone?
No.
No.
Did you click your fingers at staff for service?
No.
So you never clicked your fingers or clapped your hands to get noticed by the staff? Be honest.
No, I didn't. Be honest.
Okay. So you're
No,
just...
I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't. Like, he's just bullshitting because, like I said, I blocked him.
I have to read this out again because I can't believe... Hi, Adrian and Katie. That was me that went out with Sean on a date. She offered to pay, so I let her. She was rude the whole night. Sat on her phone most of the evening, spent more time talking about herself and taking selfies. She ordered the most expensive drink and clicked her fingers at the staff to get service. Why would you make that up? I'm sorry, but that's worst date ever. She didn't need to block me because I wouldn't have been contacting her anyway. Awful woman. I feel sorry for the bloke that ends up with that cave woman.
No, he's just a fucking absolute gobshite. He's just a deep-faced gobshite, that's what he is.
What the hell is going on today?
Sorry.
Oh, lads. I've asked him to come on, but...
Sorry, Edward, yes, go on.
What did they feed his guide dog?
Now, in fairness, I'll give it to Shauna. I can see her picture here on her WhatsApp. She's been on the show before. She's a good-looking girl. I'll give her that. So, but it sounds like that's all she's going for.
No, poor Aline. I'd bring a barge pole to that. I'd bring a barge pole on the next date.
Can I ask you, Shauna, then, are you embarrassed by that?
No, I'm not embarrassed.
Well, it's a little bit embarrassing what he's actually saying in the message.
Well, it's not true what he's saying. Like I said, he's literally just go home because I blocked him because he's a cheapskate and he doesn't know how to fucking treat a woman. Do you know what I mean? That's the simple fact of it. And tell him if he keeps napping women to pay half, he's not going to fucking find a very successful date relationship with a woman.
You're getting very heated up here. That message is really after touching a nerve with you.
Yeah, because he's making up bullshit, you know what I mean? Just because I blocked him, just because I didn't want anything to do with him. Because
but he says here at the end of his message, she didn't need to block me because I wouldn't have been contacting her anyway. You were rude the whole night.
That's what they all fucking say. You can't shake with... That's what men all say. They can't shake fucking rejection, do you know what I mean? Oh, I didn't want that anyway. Come on, do you know what I mean? Grow the fuck up. You know?
Right, stay there for a second, Shauna, and we've more in just a moment.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
We're talking about Shauna. Well, we're not just talking about Shauna. We're talking about how a survey recently showed that the majority of people in this survey believe that if a man asks a woman out on a date, it is his job to pay. Shauna was out on a date recently and was horrified when he actually accepted her offer to pay half.
I genuinely feel like I'm sitting in on an episode of Jeremy Kyle here. Like, I can't believe that this is actually happening. That I can't believe that any woman would be so entitled and so spoiled.
But you just heard Doreen on before that saying the same thing.
It's different. Doreen is, she said it herself, she's with her husband 36 years.
No, I know that, but she still thinks
she thinks
her son is being mean, making the girlfriend pay half. So okay, she hasn't changed.
But she's not as spoiled. Sean is spoiled. Like, Sean,
well, she's not because he's not with
up,
her.
Did your parents give you everything you want? Were you daddy's girl?
Not necessarily. No, like I said, I just, like, sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. I just grew up, like, thinking, like, you know what I mean, seeing how other people are treated, like, see how the man treated them, like, so I just think, you know what I mean, it's the man's job to find a woman, and that's it, and if you can't, then what's the point in even trying to take her out on a date, you know what I mean?
And if you had a son, how would you feel about your son being treated like, basically, like an ATM?
Yeah, he should pay everything. He's going to buy the phone. I tell him the same thing.
Stay there for a second, Shauna. I want to go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
I'm grand. How are you?
Good, thanks, John. Well, 42% of people in a survey said the man should pay if he's the one that asked the woman out. What do you think?
Men just can't win at anything nowadays.
No, you're probably right. Yep.
If he says, I'll pay, then he's demeaning the woman. Putting her down if she's not a strong, independent woman. If he expects her to pay, he's a prick. If he wants her to go halves, he's a prick. He just can't win. The Shauna there, she believes that she's a strong, independent woman. Doesn't need no man, but expects him to pay for her.
Yeah, more or less. And, by the way, 42% in that poll, if a man asks a woman out, he should pay.
But I don't see a poll that says, does a woman need a man? And I bet you 50, 60, 70 times no.
Yep, that's true.
Cognitive dissonance is true.
Okay, but let me ask you then. If you are asking somebody out on a date, would you pay?
I'd offer.
You'd offer to pay?
I'll pay half. I'll accept it.
Oh, right. So if you were in the exact situation that Shauna was in, so you're going out on a date, the bill arrives, you say, I'll get this. She says, oh, no, sure, I'll give you half. Then you'd accept her half.
Yeah, of course. It's not like I'd sit there and go, my mind is £25 like Jeremy did like a couple of months ago when he was out with his mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'd say, no, I'll get that. And she says, no, I think I would assume she has a brain, she has a bit behind her, that if she didn't want to pay, she'd say, fair enough. But if she said, no, I'll get half, I'd think
you'd accept.
She wants to get half.
Right, yeah. Okay. If that were Shauna that you were on a date with, I mean, she sounds like a catch, she would blank you then after that for accepting her half.
But then why would she say it? Like, does she not have a functioning brain?
But she said to be polite. That's what she said, to be polite.
Oh. She said, I'm fine with that. I was going to catch Adrian.
Okay, so you would, if you were on a first date, you would accept an offer if it were made?
Yeah, well, I'd offer first.
And if she counter-offered and said, no, I'll give you half, you'd say, yeah, okay, that's grand.
Yeah, because like, you get women the opposite of Shauna, who if they stay offered, and he said, no, I insist, they would think you're the mean of them.
Mm. Okay, now I have to say, your opening line I happen to agree with, men can't win no matter what they do.
No.
I mean, we really can't.
You can't, no, because if, like you said, if the woman, if you paid, then she's thinking, oh, he's not letting me have my independence and he's trying to be, you know, the control. Macho and, yeah, you can't win, like, but I think you have the right idea, John. I definitely think you're John's.
And as a matter of interest then, John, see, you're on the date, the bill arrives, you say, I get this. If she turns around and says, oh, yeah, that's great, then what do you think? Do you think she's mean?
No.
No.
Like you said, I've invited her out, so I've offered to pay for it. But, like, I mean, men especially can't win if you say, no, I'll do this. The woman says, no, I'll pay half. And you do what the woman says, and you're still in the wrong.
Mm. Yeah, you're right, the men just can't win. All right, great to talk to you, John. Thanks very much indeed. Now let me go to line two, and on line two we have Emer. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Emer.
Hi, Adrian. Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Emer.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
How's things?
So, Emer, how are you on this one? Where do you sit on a man asks a woman out, the woman may offer to pay half, and he accepts her half. What do you think?
Oh God, this is a real conundrum, because I've been there. I've been on both sides of the fence. So I have where I've paid and where I've let them pay and bits and pieces. And I've talked about this with many of my friends and stuff. And it's a minefield, and that's exactly what I can only describe it as. It's a minefield, because you feel like if you don't let them pay, you're kind of holding them back. And if you pay, you're independent, and they, you know, they just think you're a bit off with them and bits and pieces. So I don't know. It's just, you never can seem to get a level playing field, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose, this is, where years ago, you know, when I would have been a young fella, it was just a given that the man paid when he took a woman out. That's,
yeah, but times have changed, Adrian. I mean, you're like 90.
Well, it has, Katie, yeah, but still at the same time, a lot of women and men have different ideas on what nowadays. And, like, men want a Kardashian-looking woman and all, and they want them to be kind of minding the woman and all this kind of crack. And then there's some women that just kind of go, oh, yeah, he has to pay for everything. And then there's the
it would
ones
be,
that
you know,
like,
go for dinner. Let the bloke pay for dinner if that's what he wants to do. And then you go out for drinks after, and the woman pay for the drinks. I think a woman should contribute.
No. Oh, I'm not saying that. No, that's not I'm not saying at all. I do agree with you. I know for myself, my own personal experience, it's like, if they bring you on the first date, they should pay. Then the second date, you should pay. You know, you should, like, you know, and that's what I've heard from other people saying, you know, that when going forward in relationships and bits and pieces, that they do the special weekends and bits and pieces, they spoil each other fairly, you know. But they say the first date, the man should pay. And I've been told that by friends of mine that are married and even friends of mine at work and people at work that say, oh no, Emer, you should never pay. You should let the men spoil you. And I'm like going, oh God, okay. That's kind of alien to me, because I'm fairly independent. I like doing my own things anyway.
Yeah, okay, so it's not as old-fashioned an opinion as some people think it is.
And this is what I'm kind of, like, I can see where Shauna is coming from, and I look, or it is Shauna, the girl that wrote in first. I can see where she's coming from, because I have walked that through, and I heard Doreen's story as well. I was in that situation as well with a relationship. I won a, I filled up a raffle ticket for a boyfriend. He won a prize. I got absolutely nothing out of it. So, I, you know, as I said, it's going to be in the bestseller in years to come. You know, we all have stories about our dating history.
Absolutely. Okay.
So, but this is very interesting.
All right, but, let me ask you then, if you were on a date and the man says, I'll get this, you are going to accept that, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though it's very hard for me to do nowadays, because, like, I'm my own bits and pieces, and, you know, I like doing my own thing, but... Yeah, I'm kind of told and programmed to let them pay because you're stopping their whole masculinity and their hunter gatherer, as Edward said as well. You know, you're and, kind of holding
Yeah, Edward expressed it very well, I have to say.
Yeah, I agree with that kind of way he's saying. Even though I know he's probably an older generation of a man, I'm only kind of thinking from the way he speaks. But yeah, that's the way. And I even hear it from younger men that they want to be the hunter gatherer. You know, they want to be the breadwinner, and you know, and I know, like that's I see where Katie's coming from, because you know nowadays when you're in a relationship, everyone is it's hard to go out and bits and pieces, but everyone wants to level playing field, but at the same time, it's not ideal because it's so hard with kids and lifestyle and high rates and mortgages and bits and pieces. It's not easy to do those kind of roles either. You know, there's kind of a bit of a fluency or something, it kind of gets blurred of, you know, who's the main breadwinner and, you know, all that kind of stuff, if that makes any sense either.
Okay, so it's not as old-fashioned a view as some people would make it out to be, that the man should pay if he asks her out.
Yeah.
And I think a lot, well, like I said, that opinion poll on joe.ie said the same thing, that the majority think that the man should pay. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Philip.
As the old saying goes, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yes, you are, Philip, absolutely. Now, Michelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michelle?
Hi, I'm okay, thank you.
Well, Michelle, what's your view on this? Should the man pay if he asks her out?
I don't like the man paying because I always feel under almost certain obligation if I let him pay, that he's kind of expecting something at the end of the night. But if you pay, you're on your own terms, you're standing on your own feet, and then he has to work to get you. Whereas if he pays, he's more or less bought you. So, like, I hate the man paying.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you would feel obliged sexually, is it?
Well, to give him, not go the whole way, because I never go the whole way in the first date anyway, but just to give him something like he thinks he's in there then, he's already in there.
Yes. Well, just because he bought dinner.
I think he would be expected to have a hug or a cuddle or something. But anyway, I expect to stand on my own feet because then he has to work for it. If he's paying for your meal already, he's already got you. There's no chase in that.
Really?
I don't know if I agree. And what do you mean by work for it?
I always feel under some sort of obligation if I let him pay. But then I, like, would always pay half, but I've paid 100% before.
Even though it might have been him that asked you out.
Yeah.
So hang on. So he asks you on a date and you insist on paying for the date?
No, I don't insist on paying. I insist always on paying 50%, but sometimes I pay 100% as well.
Okay, so say you offer to pay 50% when the bill arrives and he says, no, I asked you out, I'm going to pay for this. You're going to say, absolutely not, I'm paying my own way.
No, I'd say, well, I'll pay my own way, yeah, exactly. I want to pay my own way.
This is all because you don't want to feel obliged to have to kiss him or, you know, not go all the way.
No, but I want him to chase me and he's not going to.
But he's chased you by even asking you out on a date that you agreed to go on.
Only the first date.
What do you mean by he wants him to chase you?
He hasn't caught me by a long shot.
Oh, right. You're hard work, are you?
There's a whole way more he has to go than that. He just doesn't get me because we're on a first date. Dream on.
I love her honesty. I love it. If there's one thing I do respect here, it's your honesty.
He wants me. He has to literally work if he wants me. And he sure as hell is not going to get away by getting me, by paying for a meal or something like that. I don't come that cheap, honey.
Right.
Oh, God, I love love the calls today.
But I was having a great laugh there at Katie laughing at your one, the entitled one, expecting the world to pay all her bills. She's on the social welfare and she wants men to pay for here.
I know it was so rude, but I just couldn't. Like, I couldn't hold it. Like, I literally had tears in my eyes.
Michelle,
I was literally splitting my sides laughing at Katie laughing at her. I'm like, this is gas. I love this.
Fair play. Great to talk to you, Michelle.
Thanks, so
you're a cheap date because you'll pay for yourself.
No, he hasn't got me on the first date. Right. Hey, man. He's a whole lot more work to do than that, I can tell you.
Brilliant, Michelle. Thanks very much indeed. Let me go to Geraldine. You're on Opinions Matter, Geraldine. How are you?
How are you guys? I'm good.
Well, Geraldine, how are you on this? Should a man pay for the first date if he's the one who asked her out?
No, absolutely not. Like, I mean, my first date with my other half, he wanted to pay, but I snuck up and paid the bill.
Oh, really? Was he the one that asked you out?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So he asked you out and you decided when the bill arrived to sneak up to the counter and pay it yourself?
I did.
Why?
Just, why not?
I'm not going to argue with the why not, but what made you decide to? Was it to show you had your own independence? Was it because you liked him so much? What was it?
No, I am very independent. Anyone who knows me would tell you that, but it's nothing to do with that. It's not about the money. It's not about, you know, the money doesn't come into it if this is a prospective relationship.
Does it not? You see, what I've heard from a number of people is if he doesn't at least offer to pay for the whole thing, it leaves a sour taste of somebody who's a bit tight and a bit mean.
Not really. Like, the whole thing is someone who's frugal with money and tight is completely different. You know,
well, what is the difference? He asks you out and then he doesn't even offer to pay the whole thing. He holds his hand out waiting for the 50 quid off you. That seems mean.
Not really. Like, I mean, it wouldn't get to that point with me anyway, because I wouldn't put myself in that kind of an awkward position. I just find it really awkward. I'd be like, oh, no. Hence why I just rather go and pay it and it's done. There's no awkwardness over and done with. You know, and if it does lead on to, well, obviously for me it did, because we are now 2 years together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the money never came into it for me.
As a matter of interest then, so you ran up to the counter, you paid the bill, lock, stock and barrel. What did he say? How did he react to that?
He did give out to me, I'll be honest. Mm. He did. But like that, like, do you know what? I can stand on my own two feet. I don't need any man to look after me. So I'm well capable of looking after myself.
And is that the message you were trying to send to him by paying it?
Not at all. It was, I just didn't want the awkwardness.
I wonder if he felt slightly emasculated.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I wonder if he felt slightly emasculated.
Well, obviously not if he's still with me.
No, well, yeah, I suppose so. 2 years later. If you're going out now, do you still pay?
Well, it's a bit of both. It's, I could bring him out or he could bring me out, or we both, you know, it's a bit of both, to be honest. Mm. You know, we meet in the middle, he pays, I pay. For me, it's never been about the money. Like, if I can't afford to go out, I'll say, no, I'm not going out. It's that simple.
Right, okay. So you paid on the very first date and he gave out, but it was nothing.
And you know, there is a thing, and this is 100% true, because I know somebody who does this. Women who will latch onto men on a night out just to get them to buy them drinks. And women will go for men who aren't the most attractive on the eye because they're easier to, they wouldn't be used to the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they're easier to swindle a bit of money. I know people who do this. They flirt, they make them think they're onto a sure thing. And then at the end of the night, after they've had their fill of drink, right, see ya, I'm off. Not that they have an obligation to do anything, but it's purely using men.
So that's easy what happens targets. To me then.
We have a message here from Connor. Hi, I had a first date last night and before we'd even had our food brought to the table, she let me know she wanted to split the bill. I checked to make sure and that I didn't mind, and told her that I didn't mind paying. I did the same thing when the bill came, but in a nice way. We split it and we'll be going on a second date. Mm. I think
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed the podcast, or if you haven't got a headache, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. And also, why don't you join us on our WhatsApp channel? If you haven't yet, our WhatsApp channel is where we send you messages once or twice a day when a new episode drops and so on. If you want to be in the WhatsApp channel, send a WhatsApp to 0825 26 26. You'll get a reply message with a link. Follow the link. Subscribe to our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. We'll catch you on the next one.